situation of just going out and cutting down a tree. Just wood.
Yeah, I was gonna say doesn't seem to be that many types of hardwood, maybe oaks.
Mm-hmm. Just that, but nobody. Well, you may have found some every now and then. When my daddy's father worked up the off of the end of Douglas down that way as a gardener, sometimes they would be clearing away trees and that kind of thing. And my dad would go up and with the wagon and pick up loads of stuff. Pick up loads of wood, but most of the time it would just be almost just like ordinary lumber, scrap lumber, anywhere you found it.
They have any special type of wood they'd use for starting it?
I don't know, probably kindling. I would say it would be kindling, but that would be from my own reading.
Okay.
The situation, I have no idea what they called it. Once again, let me say we had a gas stove. Thank
you. Okay. I'm just going through some of these items. Did you have the roof of your house? Was there a space above, the living room, say,
There's an attic. There was a place we call the attic. Nobody ever went up in there. We didn't store anything up in it, but we did have an attic. I know in the house in the Grove, there is an attic. There's, space up there to walk. The only time we ever went up there was probably to do some repairing or something.
Okay.
We were doing wiring.
Do you ever have any other names that you might have called that space?
Just attic.
Okay. I don't remember. Now, in the kitchen, sometimes there's a little room just off the kitchen, that you can walk into. They used to store canned goods or extra dishes or something. You know what they'd call that?
Storeroom, back room, anything like that.
Okay.
We didn't have one.
All right.
We didn't have that many groceries to store. How about that?
What about that? What would you call a lot of just worthless things that you're about to throw away? What would you call that?
Trash, rubbish, junk.
Okay. And how about a room that you might use just to store odds and ends in? Just an extra room that might be used?
Store closet. And many cases. Bottom closet like that.
Hi,
John.
Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
I have a guy, because that card was so long, it would have to go all the way to South Campus to get reproduced.
Yeah.
So what I did, I found a brother that could gonna draw the whole thing.
Okay. If he could actually just, I was going to send it to South Campus anyway to have it reproduced. And but the only thing that we wanted was to actually get the printing that we wanted on top there.
Yeah, well, he could draw the whole thing. Plus, he could do the printing.
Okay.
We just have
a fresh one.
Okay. Yeah.
When is he going to get it back to us?
Today.
Okay, good. Then get it back to me. Let me ship it down to Howard so we can send it on down to South Campus so we can have a duplicate.
You want some more coffee?
Sure.
I ask you if you wanted some.
Sure.
I'm not nervous at all.
No, it's just Friday. I understand.
And I got an interview Monday with a man from the area that would be known as Fulford by the Sea originally. Do you remember where that was? You ever heard of that town?
Fulford by the Sea.
Or just Fulford? I think it's now called North Miami Beach.
Oh, that's what, okay. Okay, that's where I live, too. That's where I live. I never was Fulford by the Sea.
Yeah, I went and got that. I was just wondering, now you said when you were young, you lived in the area known as what would be now Coconut Grove.
That's what we called it at that time.
It was Coconut Grove then. Do you know if that name predated Miami?
Mm-hmm.
It did?
It did.
It was like a settlement or
something? It was. As a matter of fact, it was the place in which the mail came. There was nothing. Miami, as we know it now, was wood. Woods, bushes, jungle, swamps, nothing. But settlement itself, right up around that particular area,